Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, I think Mike Fisher might be a little mad at me. He didn't comment or tweet the video I put up yesterday of him next to Jason Garrett. Gazing into the camera, making fish faces. And he's all over social media. He's been tweeting since. And maybe he didn't think that that was a complimentary video at all, flattering at all.
Well, you know, that fish face that he makes where he's got the puckered lip. I don't even have to see the video to know the face you're talking about. The puckered lip video. It's kind of the A-Rod lips.
A-Rod, if you haven't seen it, you can check it out on my Twitter feed. I just retweeted Sean's video from yesterday at RDub3.
All right, let's bring in our Cowboys and Mavericks insider on the buyersafety.com hotline. No love for my video?
Yeah, what is wrong with me?
I don't know.
You're focused.
I know, but the fish, what is that thing I do with my mouth? What is that?
I don't know. You do it all the time. Every day.
I don't understand.
You sit there when you're on your phone at training camp.
He does.
You know, you do that with your lips all the time. Yeah, but, you just sit there.
My parents spent $1 billion on braces. Why don't I show off my lovely choppers? What's wrong with me?
It's just a natural reaction. Choppy does a stretch of the face thing that he doesn't realize. Like, it's a weird thing that he does, too. People have tics.
I'm trying to improve my smile.
Well.
I'll tell you this. The real purpose was that DMS roofing hat that got on national television all across the country.
That wasn't on national TV at all.
Stop trying to get free golf.
It wasn't even on NBC5, but it does have 8,700 views. So there you go. Mike Fisher next to Jason Garrett. What were the top things you took from Jason, Jerry, or Steven yesterday speaking at the tournament? Real quick. First off, who played well and who sucked out there?
Yeah, Travis Frederick is surprisingly solid on the golf course. He started playing in college, and he tells me, "Yeah, I can go out on a tough course and shoot a 95, which is pretty good for a big guy who didn't grow up playing golf." Dan Bailey and Byron Jones absolutely look the part. Dak Prescott can play, Ezekiel Elliott can play, and then Tyron Smith, as you can imagine, grabs the golf club, and it looks literally like a toothpick in his hand. And he has no idea what he's doing, but the ball goes 10 billion yards.
Who's the best and worst dressed out there?
Dak Prescott understands from top to bottom how to be the football CEO of the Cowboys, which is what you need to be if you're a quarterback here. So Prescott doesn't go too silly. He doesn't go too loud. Very distinguished golf dresser, Dak Prescott.
What stood out from the comments to you?
Yeah, let's start with Prescott and kind of the money issue. Now Matt Ryan's got his big deal, and I think Aaron Rodgers now is in line. He's going to get his big deal. We're putting the cart way before the horse on trying to figure out Dak Prescott's big payday. Obviously, his rookie year and what he did with one of the greatest rookie seasons at any position in NFL history, that's when Stephen Jones and his people started working on kind of the budget for what if this works in a dreamy way. And so they're budgeted for him to get an extension that he's eligible for starting next spring. But at the same time, you know, the questions about his money and questions about leadership. Leadership is the most natural thing in the world to Dak Prescott,
yeah.
Nature and nurture. The money, it will be natural. Whatever it'll be, it'll come. And trying to predict it now is kind of foolish because, as we know, every week there's a new highest-paid NFL player every month. This isn't about leadership or about money. This is about play. Dak Prescott needs to play well. And Steven said, we want him to play like the MVP of the league, and the rest will take care of itself. And that really is the focus, not the leadership, not the money. Dak Prescott needs to be what he was 2 years ago and not what he was last year.
Mike, do you think that the decision has already basically been made to extend him based upon his play?
I do not. If If what if he's not good? The Dak Prescott of last year, would you pay him like Aaron Rodgers?
No,
Aaron Rodgers, no. Mike.
Yeah, so you sure. Got to see it again, and that's why Steven, I think, so cleverly said we want him to play like an MVP. If he does that, then there won't be any argument. It'll be a no-brainer as to the kind of level that he's earned, but he hadn't earned it yet.
I mean, you know, look, I understand what you're saying, but it, you know, his second year was not great. It was not great. It was still better than year two of, in parts, of Peyton Manning. And it was still better in year two in some statistics than Tom Brady.
RJ.
Nobody had questions.
RJ.
You know, yeah, reason you didn't have questions is because one already had a Super Bowl because of his defense, and the other one was the number one pick in the draft. And that's the only reason.
RJ Choppy, Mr. Volunteer, and Pink Eye Quarterback Guru are telling me that you would trade right now, if you could, that Peyton Manning for this Dak Prescott, you are hereby kicked out of the Pink Eye QB.
I didn't say that. I'm saying
that's the dumbest thing you've ever said, and that's quite a long category.
I'm not saying that, but I am saying the fact is, and these are facts, that his first 2 years were better by a large margin than the first 2 years of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and it's not even an argument.
Chop, first off, you can't, in my opinion, make a decision on him one way or the other based upon his first two seasons. That's asinine, I think.
Yeah.
Number two, the first year was a fluke in terms of...
I understand that, but it happened.
It did happen.
Yeah.
But things happen in life that are aberrations. I'm not saying that the success was a joke. The touchdown-to-interception ratio, you hold on to that for dear life because it helps your argument. It'll never happen again. It'll never come that close to ever happening again. And you use it to balance the fall-off from last year. And
right.
all we're saying is he did play great in year one, but that will never, ever happen again.
That.
It was a statistical fluke.
Yes, it was. I totally agree with that. But I'm saying
it's a good thing that they don't have to make the decision today. It's a real good thing. Because you would go round and round and round with this argument. On the one hand, yeah, that was an incredible all-timer, everything in place, first year. And then, last year, no Ezekiel Elliott. And that's a major factor in the drop-off.
Yes.
But this is why this is a conversation for next offseason, not this offseason.
Well, Mike, my follow-up to that, Mike Fisher joining us, buyersafety.com hotline. My issue in getting ready to judge him for this upcoming year, they may have bottom three, bottom five weapons in the league. So if he doesn't have a great season, I'm going to have a hard time absolutely crushing him because of who he's throwing to and my negative opinion of that current group.
Okay, but if you're going to have a $25 million quarterback or whatever, he's supposed to raise that group.
True.
They're not supposed to raise him.
True.
And that's why we don't yet know if Dak Prescott is a $25 million quarterback.
Okay.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Chop, are you paying him more because of the quarterback importance in the league or more because you believe in his ability?
I believe in his ability, but I'm paying him because that's what the going rate is. That's what you have to pay a quarterback.
Well, I'll close this and we'll move on to Randy Gregory, if I may, by saying this. They drafted Mike White. I'm here to tell you this coaching staff's job, and if it doesn't make the playoffs, they get fired. This coaching staff's job is to develop three quarterbacks this year. There's got to be a way, if you're doing it right, to go three for three, not just develop Dak Prescott, develop all three of them. And if somebody slips, maybe somebody else jumps up. Hopefully for the Cowboys, it won't be Dak Prescott who slips.
What's going on with Randy Gregory?
There is and we've talked about the 2,000-page document, and Tyrone Crawford is the first guy to go on record publicly and said, yeah, I'm one of the pages. And this is being misunderstood. He didn't call the league voluntarily. This is an organized effort by Randy Gregory's people to assemble a portfolio of information that includes, I'm told, 2,000 pages of testimony and drug test results. And as impressive it is that there's a letter in there from Sean Lee, a letter in there from Jeff Heath, a letter in there from Tyrone Crawford, and we can't do the names yet. The list of people, the assemblage of people who are industry leaders, civic leaders, giants in their respective fields, celebrities who have been touched by Randy Gregory or touched him is overwhelmingly impressive. but the 2,000-page number is just part of the story. People are now saying, you know, the Cowboys would really like to get this done in the next few weeks, whatever. Look at the calendar. This doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out why there's urgency. Once the submission is made for reinstatement to the commissioner, he has a 60-day window upon which to act. Well, Sean, we're going to training camp here at the Fan. When? Mm-hmm. The end of July, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
60 days projected out before that. You know, that pretty much means here in the next 18 days or so, you want to get that paperwork in the commissioner. So he's got a 60-day window to judge, and he can judge in time for Randy Gregory to be in Oxnard with the rest of us for Cowboy training camp. 2,000-page document, 60-day window.
What is going on with Terrell McClain? Did they have dinner with him last night?
Yeah, dinner with McClain last night, and then more visiting today. And, you know, it's been really clear here, and exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
The story earlier in the week. Then I think Will McClay came on the air and mentioned the same thing here on The Fan. And now, Jason Garrett and others are saying we really like him. Now, there's always financial considerations. But you would love to think that Terrell McClain could look at it and say, okay, I went to Washington. I stole their money. I didn't fit there. I knew I wouldn't fit there. Now I want to go home, make less money, but be a starter in Dallas. And that obviously is what the Cowboys' plan is. We'll know more today.
What do you think's more likely? We go to Oxnard with Terrell McClain or Randy Gregory, or very likely for both?
Yeah, I did my 53-man roster projection yesterday, and I did not put Earl Thomas on your roster, but I put Randy Gregory on your roster, and I put Terrell McClain on your roster.
I like it.
There you go, Fish. Dez Bryant, Jerry said, hey, look, I mean, I think he can help somebody out. Where are the offers, though? The offers aren't coming in.
Yeah, here's the big thing from Jerry's comments that I took, because there have been offers, or at least an offer, and there have definitely been discussions, and Dez is trying to find the right fit and the best fit. And maybe it's him not liking the fit, and maybe it's some other teams not liking him as a fit. But Jerry used the term the right stuff. And you either have to be a movie guy, a movie buff, or old enough to know what that means. The right stuff is the book about the astronauts, and then the movie about the astronauts. The right stuff, if you're a person of Jerry's age, and somebody who, like Jerry, who's into the aviation thing, the right stuff is a gigantic compliment. I mean, it means you're an astronaut. And that's a massive compliment for Dez Bryant. Now he just needs to find some team who agrees with that he has the right stuff. And for Dez to be satisfied, it needs to be a team that he views as a contender.
When's the last time you talked to Dez?
A week, I guess.
Okay, so the headlines show that the Ravens offered about $8 million, and no one is even sniffing around that. And Adam Schefter saying teams are more likely to offer the minimum than anything like that. Has Dez, have we misjudged the market? Like, do you think he's surprised? Is the phone dead? And would he go back and maybe take that Raven deal based upon right now?
I think the ship's probably sailed in Baltimore. I mean, I think they kind of went and did something else. I think it would be a shame for the way that people remember Dez as something just so horribly negative, but he didn't get any calls in the off season. I don't think that's accurate, and I don't think that's fair. I do think he ends up playing football this year, but I'm certainly shocked that we're even having to have this conversation, that we're having a conversation about whether or not Dez Bryant is going to be on a football team in 2018. I find that shocking. Because I'm with Jerry. I think Dez Bryant has the right stuff.
All right, real quick, Fish. Why is Rick Carlisle talking about the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, so a story comes out of Wisconsin a couple of days ago saying that privately and secretly Rick Carlisle is interested in the Bucks job. Hmm. And I'm just going, you know, he's got a contract here through 2022. I've written a lot about the triangle of trust. Cuban, Donnie, and Carlisle are so in this together through thick and thin and championships and lottery. They're in it together. And so I asked Cuban yesterday, and he said, absolutely absurd. And I wrote that story yesterday, and then I texted Carlisle. And then last night at about 10:34, he texted back a group of about seven of us to issue his statement, which is, I'm employed by the Dallas Mavericks, and reiterating what he said before, which is, I'm in this for the long haul, because when we turn this around, when we fix the Mavericks, this is going to be as enriching experience, as special an experience as the championship was. Hmm. Rick Carlisle going nowhere.
Good stuff, Mikey. Retweet my video. Come on. Let's go.
No.
Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.